with Fudge and Rach. Fudge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Fort Macquarie.
Let's go!
Rachel, we've been on an adventure, mate.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We come back from a big adventure, which we'll talk about at some stage later in the show, on. I dare say. Well, mention it. In any case, there was lots that went on. I feel like it was a real bonding experience for you and I, and Lee Jolo in local news.
Yeah, it was.
We dragged him along, but I think it's going to be mainly food-related for the next little bit.
A little bit. I didn't even realise that.
Well, it's just I thought it was pretty cool. I thought, you know, we're going to talk about what's going on in France at the moment, which is a pretty big deal.
Do you know what it is, though? It's just my subconscious telling me it's almost breakfast time, so we've got to talk about food.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
But we've also got our trending with Dee McCarthy a little bit later on this hour.
That's right. I'll find out what's going on.
Of course, the 5 and 10 after 8 o'clock this morning.
We're like you at the moment, okay? It's a Monday morning. It's going to be raining, and I just feel like we're an adequate representation of the people.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
going to
lie. I'm pretty tired today.
That's right. But you know what? We've got good tunes. We've got loads coming up. It's Monday. It is time to get excited. Bodge and Rach on here. Good morning.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on here.
Got a bit of a bee under my bonnet already.
Really?
It's only like 12 past.
And it's nothing to do with the weather or anything like that?
No. Well, I kind of like rainy days because it gives you an excuse to go to bed earlier and just watch movies.
We're just in that kind of mood today.
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. The weather. I'm going to blame it on the weather.
That's okay.
No, I found an article that apparently France is banning vegetarians from pretending vegetarian food is meat.
Oh, thank God. At least someone's doing it.
What?
What do you mean?
Why? What is the point? Why can they not just say it's a vegetarian sausage or it's vegetarian meat or vegetarian bacon?
No.
That's what they're saying.
Do you know what? I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the deceit, Rach.
Mate, if something is shaped like a sausage doesn't necessarily mean it's meat. It's the way that it looks.
Yeah.
Okay? And the same with mince. Mince doesn't mean that it's like mince is a description of how the food is. It's minced meat.
Yes.
Minced chicken.
Yeah, I get
it's
that.
It's not, mince itself is not like, it doesn't mean meat.
Okay.
So why are they banning it from saying vegetarian
mince? Well, tell me some of the examples. What have they banned? Like, if I had a sausage, right, and I said, oi, I've got this vegetarian sausage.
That's what they're banning. They're banning that term. You can't say that.
Okay, so what's the thing there? Because I feel like with things like that, like vegetarian bacon does my head in. It's like,
well,
what's the point in saying that?
That's
it's not
a difference
bacon.
Because bacon is actually pig, right? So that is the actual difference between that. That one I can understand.
Yeah.
But I still don't think it should be outlawed. I still don't think they should making it illegal.
In France, okay, they love their food. They love their fatty food. And that's absolutely true. There's a French diet where it's heavy on fats. And do you know, I feel like if they want to do this, let's see how it works.
No, maybe, because it won't work.
Maybe it'll force them to be more creative with how they, you know, phrase their footage.
Things like burger, steak, sausage or fillet.
Yeah.
If they don't have meat in it, they're not going to be able to be labelled that.
Well, why don't you just put what vegetable it is? Like if you've got like a beef schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, eggplant schnitzel. Makes sense.
Yeah, but they may not be able to use the word schnitzel. I don't know if they're going to even use that.
No,
but if you've got something, say you've got something, a burger. I call them veggie burgers.
Well, yeah.
Because they're vegetarian patties.
Yeah, mix of vegetables in
there. Yeah, okay. Like a bubble and squeak.
Yeah.
I can't call it a burger because it's got no meat in it, apparently.
Well, have they banned just the vegetarian bit? Could you just say veggie burger? Like, could you put some slang
on
it?
No, I can't say veggie burger.
Oh, well, what have they put in place of it?
Nothing. You just can't say burger. I don't know what they're going to change. But apparently MP Jean-Baptiste Moreau put the measure forward based on an argument by the European Court of Justice that soya and tofu products could not be marketed as milk or butter. So
well,
now
see,
it's in
I'm
dairy
okay
as well.
See, that I'm okay with.
No, but you can say soy milk.
Mm.
See? Or almond milk. It's still the milk of an almond. Milk doesn't have to be, this is infuriating.
Okay. Well,
do you see my point?
It's frustrating. At the end of the day, you shouldn't take anything away without putting something in its place or an alternative. So I don't know if they've got these alternatives in place, but what do you call it otherwise?
I don't know. That's the thing. Give an example.
Do you know what? Let's see what the French do. We'll watch them from afar, see if they bugger this up.
Nah, stuff them. I'm not even watching it. Probably won't even go there now because they're changing everything on me.
It's all right, mate. Don't beat yourself up. It's all good. Hey, it's all good. Hey, are you a vegetarian?
I have been.
Have you? You've been a vegetarian?
Mm-hmm. For a little bit.
And I thought I knew you.
No.
I thought I knew you.
Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Now, the first time I saw this story, I thought, disgusting. Why are we even going there? What the hell?
But how long ago did you see this?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I've read through it, so there is an explanation for it. But
right, okay.
A bakery in London.
Right, okay. So it's far enough away that I'm going to be calm about this, but I'm still worried because you've said bakery.
I just want to hear your first reaction, but keep in mind there is a reason for this, and it's a good reason.
Yeah.
They have created macaroons, or macarons, however you want to say them.
It's a couple of ways,
but the little biscuity things.
Yeah.
In the shape of tampons. Now, they even have the blue string, which is made out of raspberry, and some of them even have fake blood.
Why? Why would they do that?
That's exactly what I thought. It's not disgusting. Don't say it's disgusting.
Well,
it's not.
Actually,
you don't need to have it there as food.
Look, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It is disgusting for a baker to create that with the blood aspect. I laughed when I thought, oh, okay, in the shape of it, that's quite funny. As soon as you said that there was an aspect of that, I thought, well, that's too far. For food, I think that's too far. In public view, I think it's the same as any kind of bodily function.
Well, I thought the same thing. I thought it was a bit too far.
Yeah.
But then I read the rest of the story.
Go on then, let me hear it.
London-based cake business Ooh La La is selling tampon macaroons to raise money for a charity which is called Bloody Good Period.
Oh, now, my goodness.
What the charity does, and it's actually really, really cool, because I guarantee we have the same issue here in Australia.
Okay.
They've made it, obviously, the macaroons in the shape of the sanitary product. And what the company does, the charity does, is they distribute money to the thousands of girls that are missing school because they can't afford sanitary products. So they can't actually afford it. So they're calling this period poverty. So a lot of these girls in the UK can't afford the sanitary products, so they don't go to school because it's embarrassing. It is very embarrassing, and it would cause accidents and everything like that. The fake blood doesn't look very appetizing at first, obviously, but it is made from raspberry or rose buttercream, so it's actually edible, obviously. And you can buy the treats for £24.50. Pence.
My question now is this. If I'm, say I'm a girl.
Yep.
Okay. Nice little girl. I've got that happening.
You have your period.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. That thing.
I'm trying to be delicate on
You don't
on
need
radio.
To be delicate. It's a natural bodily function.
Fine,
it's
I'm on
like
my rags.
Fart, poo, wee.
And,
don't
I'm,
say rags.
All right, well, look, that's how my nan called it, and she's from that part of the world. So what am I meant to do? Give the bakery a call and say, you know, you're raising that money. Right, well, I need a couple of them. Can you give me one, please? How do they go about getting that?
No, well, that's what the charity does. So the charity will find people, or people will go to the charity. Is it Ooh La La? No, Bloody Good Period is the charity.
Okay.
So they'll go to them and ask them for help. And £10 from these macaroons will, from every macaroon box of macaroons that they sell, goes to the charity to help kids like that.
Cheap. How much are these boxes?
£24.50, I told you.
Bloody. That's too much. That's a lot of
That's money. A box of eight macaroons.
Yeah, £24.
Yeah.
It's a lot of quid, mate.
Well, it's helping raise money for charity.
Yeah. I still don't know what I would do to get in touch. How would they know that I haven't got the
That's what
the
I told
stuff?
You. The people would let the charity know.
Yeah, but how does the charity know about me?
They would. The person that's struggling with the issue would contact the charity and say, I cannot afford these sanitary products.
Oh, fair enough. I don't see, personally, I would be in that state of mind where I wouldn't go, I wouldn't tell anyone about
personally,
it. I'd be embarrassed.
Well, that's what the charity's there for, to stop the embarrassment. But personally, you wouldn't need to use this charity because you're not a female.
Yeah, it's a good point.
There's that too.
That's a good point. Go.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Now at hit.com.au.
Another man that I cannot believe is as young as he is.
As 21. Oh, Dean McCarthy.
21-year-old
Dean McCarthy.
And it was his birthday not long ago as well.
It was. He still turned 21.
He's so famous at 21.
Hey, Dean.
Oh, g'day, guys. I know I'm looking good for 78, but thank you.
We were just talking about George Ezra because he's only 24, but he sounds about, you know, I don't
40.
Know. Yeah, but he's just so young and youthful.
Like
yes.
That's true. Right. That is true. I totally agree with you on that one. I agree.
Dean McCarthy, you were lucky enough to interview Amy Schumer for her brand new movie, I Feel Pretty. How'd that go down?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, the movie is absolutely hilarious. She doesn't disappoint. Funny, heartwarming. It has a great message for women and girls all around the world, and it's now in Australian cinemas right now as we speak. And I had to ask her and her co-star, Rory, what is it about comedy? Why do you keep coming back to comedy? Have a listen. As always, hilarious.
Money bro. It's all about the scratch, dog.
Dollar bills. No, day after day.
Wow.
It's just like a void that we were born with, and... Pretty bad childhoods, right?
I don't know.
Incomplete childhood.
I think and I think this movie does this, but making people feel better and laugh at something that maybe is on their mind and maybe it's a little too heavy, I think that makes you feel good.
Yes,
and then
queen.
As soon as they feel good about themselves, you hope that they somehow start to feel bad about themselves so they come back.
They come back
because
then they need
money.
You.
They
need more money.
Wow, Dean. Oh my
God. Come on, she's so good.
When it's honest, it's a nice, honest interview.
But do you know what, though? The thing that gets me about Amy Schumer is that she can be so funny like that and so carefree. But then when something comes around that is very important to her, oh, damn, girl, she is so serious. She's on the pulse. She's amazing.
Yep. Oh, I agree. God, that's such a good way to put it, right? She can go from hilarious, carefree to very serious because she's in a lot of things are very important to her and she does not play around when it comes to things that are important. I love that about her and she uses her platform all the time to promote good causes. I'm a big fan, as you can tell in my voice.
She's just an all-round good girl, Amy Schumer. We love her.
Yep.
Dean, of course, we have to talk about the extremely sad news that basically came out. I think it was Saturday morning we found out about it here in Australia.
I thought it was a joke.
So did I, and I'd hoped it was a joke because it genuinely cut me deep. It is such a shock to the music industry, such a shock to everyone. Avicii, also known as Tim Bergling is his real name, was found dead in Oman, the capital.
Yep.
Muscat is the capital of Oman, and... Dean, there's some updates on the cause of death.
Yeah, so here's oh my goodness, everyone in Hollywood is just devastated by this. Calvin Harris, tweeting about it, all of the big DJs and superstars. He passed away at 28, and we found out that there will not be a criminal investigation into his death. The family have not revealed and won't be revealing the cause of death, but we do know it is not suspicious. And they will not be a criminal investigation. So, it's devastating for someone so young, so talented, 28 years old.
Yeah,
it's really heartbreaking.
It is ridiculous and it is heartbreaking. And I can totally understand where the family are coming from in saying this. And I know that they said that there was not going to be any more press releases or anything like that. But part of me kind of hopes that they do tell us what happened because a lot of his fans, like... I personally, as a fan of his, I kind of want closure. Like, I don't want to know the nitty-gritty of stuff, but I would like some closure. And I just feel like, I know they're saying it's not criminal suspicion or anything, but it's a bit odd that he was on holiday in Oman and then it just kind of happened.
He's had health issues. Yeah, he had health issues. But, you know, I think there's also that stereotype as well. And a lot of people, I've seen it on social media, have been throwing it around that, you know, that sort of club scene, the DJ scene, comes with all the dangers as well. So I think... I think people just want to know. They're a bit nosy.
That's what I think. Yeah. Like, that's what I said. I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm not trying to know the nitty gritty, but for a bit of closure for his fans, it would be kind of nice. But we've got to respect the family and what they want as well, Dean.
This is true.
Yeah, exactly. Well, sorry to end on such a somber note, but tomorrow morning I promise to be bringing you the freshest, juiciest, tastiest news from Hollywood. Love you guys.
See you, Dean.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Something reminded me on the weekend of something terrible I did once upon a time. Okay.
Ooh.
It wasn't terrible in like I hurt someone or anything like
that.
It was just kind of sad, if anything. Okay. Now, while we were in Sydney, you and I, I saw someone at the football who had brown hair, but they had a patch, just a little patch.
You're not talking about Mitch from AFL North Coast, are you?
No, I'm not. But there was this guy, and he had a grey patch in his hair, and I saw it, and I was immediately... You know when certain events take you straight back to other events?
But it's like smells. Like you can have deja vu randomly, or you've got like certain smells that take you back. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I saw this grey patch, and I was taken back to my school years because there was... this is really hard for me to talk about, Rachel. Oh, it's really hard because I deceived a lot of people for a very short amount of time, Rachel.
I think I know what you're talking about. Go on.
There was this kid on the train at Gawler High, the high school I went to in the north of Adelaide. We used to catch the train to get there.
Yep.
And we'd share that train with other people going to different schools.
Yep.
And there was a kid that went to a private school called Trinity College in Gawler.
Yep.
And he had this grey patch, and the girls swooned over him, and it did my head in.
They like a silver fox down in Adelaide.
Well,
it
was like a little circle of grey hair on his. It wasn't like it was just something weird, like a birthmark.
Are you sure they didn't just think he was attractive anyway?
Probably not. I don't want to go down.
We're focusing on the grey patch. Yep,
it had to be that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yep.
I decided towards the end of 1 year that I would bide my time a little bit more, and I'd come back, you know, you come back a new year, new me sort of thing. And I thought the girls will love this. What I did was I got some, do you know Curash, the baby powder stuff?
No, I don't know that,
baby powder, right? And I put it through the top part of my cowlick, which I had then. I have it so much now, but and I put it through the top and I made sure I like brushed off my scalp as well, just so there wasn't any little bits of powder on there, so it didn't look like eczema or anything. But I put it through my hair, and it took me about 10 minutes to get it perfect. And then I remember going to school the very first day thinking, girls are going to love this. Mum thought, I'm sure she would have noticed. If she didn't, I mean, that's just deception, really.
Yeah, good work.
Yeah, it's illusion level 100 right there. But I got to school, and I remember a couple of girls, of the same girls, coming up to me going, because it wasn't Bodge back then. It was my full last name. It was just Bodger. It was, oh, look at Bodger's hair. Oh, look at that. And then they come up and they started swooning, and I was like, yes, here we go. It's working.
Yep.
It's working. And then all of a sudden, almost immediately, they come up and they want to touch the hair. What do you reckon happens the second their hand sweeps through the cowlick? All of a sudden, they're like, where'd it go?
Budge!
All I could think of saying to it was, oh, you've pulled my grey hairs out. Oh, they were fragile because they're old hairs.
Mate.
How many people do you reckon I fooled with that?
None.
One. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Sad. Norman Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Kids, if you're listening, do not get any ideas, because this is I've never seen anything like this.
Mm.
A 12-year-old Australian boy has been safely returned home, which is good.
Good.
But you will never guess where he went. He took his mum's credit card and booked himself flights to Indonesia. Now, I know a lot of people, when they get to about 18, they go, oh, I'm going to go to school. He's in Bali and things like that. But at 12 years old, you're not thinking about that, surely.
Can I just say, this kid is insanely smart and insanely independent. He tricked, so this isn't a good thing, but he did trick his grandmother into giving him his passport. He took a train to the airport by himself. He did research on which airlines would allow him to fly unaccompanied without permission from his parents and booked himself a flight. And then when he was checking into the All Seasons Hotel in Denpasar, Bali, he told the hotel that his sister was coming, but he had to come check in early, which is what bloody Macaulay Culkin did in Home Alone 2 when he was in New York.
This is a luxury hotel, by the way.
Yeah, it's like four stars or something like
that. Yeah, that's right. I think this is one of the all-time greatest kid operations ever.
I struggle booking flights and accommodation for myself, and a 12-year-old's done it.
There's a rule here at the station that if I book flights to go and see my pop back in Adelaide,
someone has to check
them. Have to check the flights. So you absolutely do. So seeing this, that a 12-year-old Australian boy has run away to Indonesia for, how long was he gone for?
Five days
in a luxury, that's crazy town. So I thought it'd be a cool opportunity to put the call out, obviously, 13, 12, 16, and ask, maybe you know someone, or maybe you've done something crazy as well, gone
with a
somewhere.
Credit card. Have you just booked a last-minute trip?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe as a kid you pulled off some huge stunt and you fooled everyone. I don't think I've ever done anything quite like that. I think I wagged school a few times and felt pretty special. But apart from that, I don't think I've never gone to Indonesia. 12 years old. I mean, how long did it take to plan?
I don't know. That's the thing that I don't understand. Because when I was booking my trip to Bali the last time I did it, I was nervous. I was flying by myself. I had to get my own way from the airport in Bali. That's the thing that I don't understand. How did he get from the airport in Bali to the hotel? Unless they came and picked him up with transfers. Like, it is insane trying to get anywhere in Bali.
Well, so his parents filed the missing persons report.
Yeah, because he didn't show up for school.
See, that's the thing. He should have just said, he should have done it on school holidays, right? This is where he went wrong. This is where they get caught out with the simple things. If he'd done it on school holidays, what would have happened is this. He'd go, right, Mum, I'm staying at my mate's house. You don't have to worry about me. And then you get your mate to go, oh, yeah, Mum said it was all right. Because you know the old thing where you go, oh, you ask my mum because she'll say yes to you. Yep. And then you get one of your mates' an alibi, you're fine.
Yeah, well, I still think he would have been caught out eventually. His mum probably would have gone over to pick him up and be like, oh, where's my son? Bali.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Yeah. Hit FM's 5 and 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Okay, Rachel, let's talk turkey. Was it 190 today?
Yeah.
All right.
190. I don't even know what talk turkey means.
Well, let's get to the nitty gritty. Right, is it 190 bucks?
Natalie and Warhope, we had some issues, but we got you back now. How are you, lovely?
I'm unreal. Thank you. Here we go.
She's so excited to play.
I've had to put my thinking cap on.
Yeah, you are.
I wasn't expecting the answer. I'm shaking. Here we go.
Who are you? You've got more energy than we do on this Monday morning. What's going on?
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Here we go. Brainstorm.
Go, Nat. Okay, Nat, you've got 10 seconds on the clock. We need 5 answers inside that 10 seconds. I'm going to preface it from now on, Bodge. Don't use Google. Obviously, we need your brain power.
Oh, I can't do everything at once. Holy dooly.
All right. Here we go. Natalie and Warhope, inside 10 seconds, I need you to name me 5 species of whale. Go.
Humpback, blue whale, killer whale, that white whale, and Moby Dick.
Keep going.
Billy the whale, the whale kid.
Natalie.
Do you know what I like? Is that she said white whale and then Moby Dick.
That white whale. Natalie, I wish I could give it to you off that. I think the white whale that you're thinking of is the beluga whale, the one that's got like the really big forehead.
Migaloo's one of them.
Migaloo. Well, I
knew there was one white one.
I think Migaloo's a humpback.
That's the one I think.
Yeah. I think Migaloo's an albino or something like that.
Damn it.
You also could have said sperm whale, minke whale, pilot whale.
That was my next guess.
No.
I was going up that road.
Natalie, I wish I could give you the money just because I love you so much. But thank you so much for playing.
Okay, you never know. All right, you have a fab day.
You too. Bye, mate. Oh, I love her.
That's.
I feel like we need Natalie in the studio at 5 in the morning to wake us both up.
I feel like...
she's brilliant.
I feel like we need to kind of just give the seats to her.
Natalie can come in and do the show. Yeah,
she's got
perfect.
Loads of energy. Hey, it goes up to $200 for tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Very exciting. I like it when it's a nice round number. Very shortly, we'll chat about what happened when we went away over the weekend. Mm. You, me, and Lee Jolo from Local News all went on a little road trip. That's coming up on Hit. Good morning.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Look, I've ragged on the Central Coast for a little while now. ever since we started this show.
You have.
And it's been playful banter because you're from there, and it's always been kind of nice just to have a little dig.
Just before we continue this, can I just say,
yeah,
I have never, ever ragged on Adelaide. That's all I'm going to say. Continue.
Well, we went to the Sydney Swans and Adelaide game.
We did.
And you had the balls to put on a Sydney Swans shirt.
Because I'm from Sydney.
Okay.
I grew up in that area, and yeah, that was the only AFL team that was close enough, so I've always followed the Swans.
Well, I'm just saying.
And yes, right. I did buy myself a Sydney Swans jersey. Look,
it was a good trip. Like, we went with Lee Jolo in local news, who's waving at us through the window. I think he's going to offer us a coffee because he normally goes out to get one. Mm. He's a good bloke like that. He's going to walk in. We'll turn the microphone up just in case he does. But we went to, thanks to Mitch and North Coast Footy.
Yeah.
Come in, Lee. Come on, mate. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. A little bit sleepy.
Are you? Well, see, we're just having a chat about the trip that we took.
Yeah.
And thanks to North Coast Footy.
Yeah, massive thanks to them.
They do a very good job, particularly with the kids as well. And we went along to see the Sydney Swans and Adelaide Crows in the opening game of Anzac Round.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think both codes, just on a quick little tangent, but I think both codes, NRL and AFL, they're the only ones I've seen anyway. Because I don't watch anything else, do very good work for Anzac Day. But we went along, we went where did we go? We went to one of the only Pizza Hut dine-in places as well,
yeah,
which was pretty good.
Yeah, there's only a few left.
And
so
there's a burger chain from the US as well called Carl's Jr. Yep. Now, the last time I had that, I was in a weird state and I was in Las Vegas and I was 22. So it was very, very, nearly 10 years ago. And, yeah, so it was nice to be there as well because there's only a few of them.
Mm.
We did have a good time, didn't we, Lee?
Yeah, we did. It was a great time. Yeah,
he's crossing his fingers.
No, he's not.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Sorry, I thought he was crossing his fingers.
Yeah, no, it was good. Apart from the part, I did wear a Sydney shirt, which was
We've got a photo of Lee because he's not a Sydney
fan. Don't tell
anyone. He had to wear a shirt to get into the members.
That's
he
right.
had to wear the collared or a Sydney Swan shirt because he was only wearing a T-shirt to get into the members. But I've noticed that in the photos that I've taken, he's got his covering the Sydney Swans logo.
There's backstory to this, and I think this is what needs to be said. So Mitch and I are waiting inside. We've gone through, and we're like, where are Rachel and Lee? What's going on? It turns out, Lee, you were wearing just a T-shirt with no collar.
I didn't realise that was not okay.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you were in Sydney, mate. There's all toffee noses up there.
Second time in Sydney, first time at the SCG. So
they said you weren't good enough. Do you know what I reckon it was? They knew that you were a Hawthorn supporter.
Maybe.
And after the history of the Sydney Swans and the Hawthorn Footy Club, I think they just thought, right, well, we're going to make it as hard as possible for him to get in.
Just on that, though, that was possibly one of the most embarrassing things I've ever had to do.
Because I'm sorry for you.
Mitch came along and gave me the Swans shirt. So I had the Swans shirt on and I put the other
Which
shirt that I was wearing.
Yeah.
No, that's not the embarrassing part. Put the other shirt that I was wearing in my bag and they stopped Lee. And luckily I was there and I thought, well, here, Lee, you have the shirt that I'm wearing. I said to the lady, I was like, oh, can we just go in and I'll switch shirts with him? She goes, no, no, no. I was like, seriously? She was like, yeah. So we had to move to the side of the line. I had to get changed, swap shirts in the line waiting for the lineup and give you my collared shirt.
So
either that or I wear Rachel's shirt, which wasn't going to go
no,
down.
No, I probably wouldn't have went down.
I genuinely think that it's taking the absolute pee by asking someone, by telling someone who's rocked up to a game with a ticket that you cannot get in unless you're wearing a collared shirt.
I said to you guys before we went, we're going into the members, so wear enclosed shoes. I knew that one, but I didn't realise that they had collared shirts as well.
I think that's a bit much. You wouldn't see that in Adelaide. We're too common for that. But we did have a good time, didn't we?
It was a great time.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did all right. Stayed at Rachel's house.
Yeah.
Her mum was...
Her mum's
good.
Great.
Her mum was fantastic. Cooked us breakfast.
I knew she would.
Twice.
Can she? Well, she should move to Port Macquarie. I
don't think she wants to.
I think she should.
Yeah, she'll be up tomorrow, so she can cook you breakfast then.
That's what I'm talking about, Mary. I can't wait to see her.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Royal update.
That's right. We'd have a royal update.
Now you've got big shoes to fill because our mate on Channel 9. News, Seb Costello is usually the one that does these royal updates. So if you stuff it up, I'm going to tell him.
I don't care. Basically, it's just a couple of things that are going on. Now, the Queen, she turned 92.
She did.
Now, I only remember her birthday because it's her 92nd birthday was one day after my pop's 92nd birthday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, he's still waiting to get to 100, so he gets a letter from her.
He does, yeah.
But she might not be there at the same time.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a sticking point, isn't it? Getting a letter at 100, because that's what the Queen's meant to do, but she'll be 100 as well. She'll probably, you know.
She'll be like, I'll give you a letter and a letter to myself. Yeah. No, she put in a contingency plan, basically making up a plan of what would happen if she was to abdicate or if she was to pass away, what would happen with the throne.
That's right. So, look, the government have decided... The federal government, the feds, okay,
yep.
have got a new effigy, which yep. is basically just a new picture of Queen Elizabeth yep. II, and they've bunged it on the new coins.
They have.
And this is the first time they've changed her image on the coin since, would you believe it, 1998.
Surely it's not going to be that different.
It is very different. It's, I've seen the picture, and we'll put it up on Facebook at some stage today as well. What they've done is, now, social media went nuts, as it always does. A lot of people took it personally.
Why?
It's like, I don't know. The royal family, it's weird like that. Everyone kind of feels like they're, well, not everyone, but some of the more touchy people kind of take it personally.
Well, we are still part of the Commonwealth, so yeah. they are still our royal family as yeah. well.
The Queen looks like, and when you see the picture, you yeah. will know what I mean. Okay. It looks like she's seen something in the distance that's worried her. Greatly.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. If you look at her eyes, you'll see what I mean. You'll absolutely see.
Isn't it just the profile usually?
It is. It is. But you
but
can
it's
see.
Still the same.
It's the way they've done her eyes. It looks like
right,
she's
okay.
seen something that she's
okay.
kind of like, oh, what's going on up
okay.
there? I don't want to drive up that far.
Yeah.
We'll go the other way. That's what it looks like. The other news, of course, also with her birthday party,
yep.
is that they had a whole host of artists that, you know, Harry and Meghan had put together.
Yeah, yeah.
And Harry made a really funny joke. He goes, you know, if I can be so bold, Your Majesty, he's like, you're a very hard person to buy for. I mean, that's the old joke, isn't it? But they had all these artists. The weird one, though, they had Sting there, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
They had Shaggy. I know they're doing music and collaborations together at the
Mate.
Minute. But you can understand why the Queen and some of the other royals didn't understand what the
Maybe
hell Shaggy was saying.
Maybe old Lizzie is a good fan of Shaggy.
She ain't.
Maybe she does.
She ain't. She didn't know
Maybe
what was going on.
In her spare time, she's in her little granny panties in her room when no one else is around. She's listening to
wow.
some Shaggy.
I'm just picturing her doing what...
Did she come me on the counter? Wasn't me.
Sorry, yeah, I don't quite...
Wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't think she's quite like that.
You never know what Lizzie's like behind closed doors.
You're going to get fired, I reckon, one day.
I'm a British citizen. I can say these things.
I think they're going to kick you out of the country. look, the other one, Pippa Middleton, she's kind of royal family, isn't she?
She is. Right. She's Kate Middleton's... Kate's last name's not Middleton anymore, but
yeah, well,
Kate's
she's,
sister.
She's pregnant with her first child.
She is.
That's right. 34, right? And she's got her financier husband. His name's James
yeah.
or Jim. I call him Jim. I want to get familiar, right? Now, they have told close family and friends for mm-hmm. a little while, and of course, I'm part of that close circle, okay? So I knew after a 12-week scan, she gave me a call. I said, oh, darling, you're all right? You're good? Can I get you anything? She's like, it's fine, Bodge. It's all happy days.
Did you know?
You just do that show with Rachel because I know how important that is.
Did you know that she's doing very heavy exercise as well to keep herself fit? Because there were concerns, one, about how sick Kate got when she was pregnant with her children, and also that of her age as well. So that she's doing lots of exercise to keep herself nice and fit.
Well, 34 is not that old, is it?
No,
I don't not really,
really.
I'm not really. But I guess they're just doing everything they can to make
it's
sure
getting
it's good.
To the point where you. Yeah.
So there says here, this is the original thing. It says the Duchess of Cambridge could not have been more delighted on learning little sister Pippa was pregnant. A friend revealed, which I reckon just means that they've just tipped off the papers. But yeah, she's So she was only. I think Kate's got her third kid coming up.
On the way, yep.
Yeah, that's not too far off as well.
We've got George and Charlotte, and there's
Wills
the third
and
one.
Wills and Kate have been like just like rabbits.
They
it's
have
been
to.
Crazy town.
They have to consummate their marriage.
They've
it's
done
royalty.
It, they've done it a bazillion
times.
Yeah, but
now
times,
they want little ones. They want lots
I know.
Of them.
I'm just saying, right? Pippa up a duff, which is good. I knew about that before most people.
No,
of course,
you didn't. Stop pretending like you've got inside knowledge.
And the Queen didn't really get around Shaggy on her birthday. That's all.
Is
I've
that
got.
Your royal update?
That's my royal update. Bodge and Rach on here. It's 8:48.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up, out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.